Afghanistan is the focus of the NATO summit in Portugal today. President Obama is certain to be quizzed about the U.S. exit strategy, which includes an effort to persuade Taliban fighters to lay down their arms. The BBC's Paul Wood visited the Parwan Detention Center to take a look at a program aimed at doing just that.
We're now in one of the housing units, which is a huge shed with a series of very large metal cages. There seem to be about 20 men in each. We're walking past one now. There's a stack of Qurans just on the inside of one of the cages. A couple of men are praying inside. The rest seem to be sleeping.
The US military's shiny new jail at Parwan is, in marketing terms, a rebranding exercise. The old prison, Bagram, inspired fear in Afghans, the people the Americans have to win over to achieve victory. The new prison is supposed to send a message that abuse is a thing of the past. The head doctor here is Colonel Mark Carmichael.
Before and after a detainee then is, say, interrogated or placed into a different level of custodial care, we offer regular medical exams before and after, for example.
Do you see a problem with your Hippocratic Oath if you treat a man and that enables him to go back into an interrogation which may bring him back to you again for treatment?
I don't think that the interrogation itself would cause us to offer or have to deliver medical care.
My name is Colonel Kevin Burke. I'm the Director of Reintegration here at CGI at 435. What we've got here is a demonstration classroom. These detainees will be baking bread for the detainees in the facility when the Afghans take the facility over. One of the things we wanted them to do was learn, in part of their vocational training in bread baking, is the Afghan customary way of baking bread, which is in a tandoor oven, as you see here, wood-fired.
The Americans hope that giving former insurgents skills will stop them from taking up arms again. Some are thought to fight just because they can't find a job. But some of the Taliban are deeply ideological. We went to meet a middle-ranking Taliban commander. We saw him in Kabul. The capital is under government control, but the insurgents can still come and go. Mulawi Abdul Rahman was wearing dark glasses and wrapped in a large peach-coloured pashmina by way of disguise. We sat on a carpeted floor as he told me he had 900 fighters in Wardak province. The Taliban's line is quite simple. No peace negotiations until the Americans leave.
My advice to the Americans is, if they love their lives, if their families are suffering from their presence here or their deaths in Afghanistan, they should go. As long as one American remains in Afghanistan, we won't stop our jihad.
And the Taliban are still recruiting. We spoke to one part-time insurgent who just joined. He was a civil servant in a government ministry by day, a Taliban fighter by night. That didn't come as a surprise to the British general in charge of the effort to help fighters leave the insurgency, Major General Philip Jones.
There's more violence now than there was a year ago. A lot of that violence is very, very localised, as it was a year ago. One of the things that's been proved remarkably resilient about the insurgency is their ability to recruit people. And then right in the earlier stages of the campaign, people always said that, you know, fighting your way out of this insurgency is not the answer, because, you know, there's a propensity for them to be able to recruit more or less what they need. There always has to be some sort of, you know, political dialogue that takes you to an end of this conflict, not a military solution.
A military flight south for ex-prisoners. The successes for the programme to rehabilitate fighters. Once in Helmand, they form a subdued line to pledge not to rejoin the insurgency. NATO hopes it can flip insurgents faster than the Taliban recruits. That could be the difference between success or failure for NATO in Afghanistan.
That report from the BBC's Paul Wood. Here in Boston, curators recently got a call from a family who found a dusty old painting. Turns out it was a Frederick Church. It's now hanging at the Boston Athenaeum. We'll find out about Church and the Hudson River School he represented. A field trip's coming up here and now.